We're going for a drive. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 238. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm sure glad you're here today. Our reading today is Psalms 102 through 104, and then I'll have some comments. Let's pray. Our awesome Heavenly Father, I ask you to show yourself to us today as we read your word. Show us what you want us to see today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin.
Psalms chapter 102. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for help. Don't turn your face away from me when I'm in trouble. Pay attention to me. When I call out for help, answer me quickly. My days are disappearing like smoke. My body burns like glowing coals. My strength is dried up like grass. I even forget to eat my food. I groan out loud because of my suffering. I'm nothing but skin and bones. I'm like a desert owl. I'm like an owl among destroyed buildings. I can't sleep. I've become like a bird alone on a roof. All day long my enemies laugh at me. Those who make fun of me use my name as a curse. I eat ashes as my food. My tears fall into what I'm drinking. You were very angry with me, so you picked me up and threw me away. The days of my life are like an evening shadow. I dry up like grass, but Lord, you are seated on your throne forever. Your fame will continue for all time to come. You will rise up and show deep concern for Zion. The time has come for you to show favor to it. The stones of your destroyed city are priceless to us. Even its dust brings deep concern to us. The nations will worship the Lord. All of the kings on earth will respect his glorious power. The Lord will build Zion again. He will appear in his glory. He will answer the prayer of those who don't have anything. He won't say no to their cry for help. Let this be written down for those born after us. Then people who are not yet born can praise the Lord. Here is what should be written. The Lord looked down from his temple in heaven. From heaven he viewed the earth. He heard the groans of the prisoners. He set free those who were sentenced to death. So people will talk about him in Zion. They will praise him in Jerusalem. Nations and kings will gather there to worship the Lord. When I was still young, he took away my strength. He wasn't going to let me live much longer. So I said, "My God, don't let me die in the middle of my life. You will live for all time to come. In the beginning, you made the earth secure. You placed it on its foundations. Your hands created the heavens. They will pass away, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a piece of clothing. You will make them like clothes that are taken off and thrown away, but you remain the same. Your years will never end. Our children will live with you. Their sons and daughters will be safe in your care."
Psalms chapter 103. With all my heart I praise the Lord, and with all that I am I praise his holy name. With all my heart I praise the Lord. I will never forget how kind he has been. The Lord forgives our sins, heals us when we are sick, and protects us from death. His kindness and love are a crown on our heads. Each day that we live, he provides for our needs and gives us the strength of a young eagle. For all who are mistreated, the Lord brings justice. He taught his law to Moses and showed all Israel what he could do. The Lord is merciful. He is kind and patient, and his love never fails. The Lord won't always be angry and point out our sins. He doesn't punish us as our sins deserve. How great is God's love for all who worship him? Greater than the distance between heaven and earth. How far has the Lord taken our sins from us? Farther than the distance from east to west. Just as parents are kind to their children, the Lord is kind to all who worship him, because he knows we're made out of dust. We humans are like grass or wildflowers that quickly bloom, but a scorching wind blows and they quickly wither to be forever forgotten. The Lord is always kind to those who worship him, and he keeps his promises to their descendants who faithfully obey him. God has set up his kingdom in heaven, and he rules the whole creation. All of you mighty angels who obey God's commands, come and praise your Lord. All of you thousands who serve and obey God, come and praise your Lord. All of God's creation and all that rules, come and praise your Lord. With all my heart, I praise the Lord.
Psalms chapter 104. I praise you, Lord God, with all my heart. You are glorious and majestic, dressed in royal robes and surrounded by light. You spread out the sky like a tent, and you built your home over the mighty ocean. The clouds are your chariot with the wind as its wings. The winds are your messengers, and flames of fire are your servants. You built foundations for the earth, and it will never be shaken. You covered the earth with the ocean that rose above the mountains. Then your voice thundered, and the water flowed down the mountains and through the valleys to the place you prepared. Now you have set boundaries so that the water will never flood the earth again. You provide streams of water in the hills and valleys so that the donkeys and other wild animals can satisfy their thirst. Birds build their nests nearby and sing in the trees. From your home above, you send rain on the hills and water on the earth. You let the earth produce grass for cattle, plants for our food, wine to cheer us up, olive oil for our skin, and grain for our health. Our Lord, your trees always have water, and so do the cedars you planted in Lebanon. Birds nest in those trees, and storks make their home in the fir trees. Wild goats find a home in the tall mountains, and small animals can hide between the rocks. You created the moon to tell us the seasons. The sun knows when to set, and you made the darkness so the animals in the forest could come out at night. Lions roar as they hunt for the food you provide. But when morning comes, they return to their dens. Then we go out to work until the end of day. Our Lord, by your wisdom you made so many things. The whole earth is covered with your living creatures. But what about the ocean, so big and wide? It is alive with creatures, large and small. And there are the ships, as well as Leviathan, the monster you created to splash in the sea. All of these depend on you to provide them with food, and you feed each one with your own hand until they are full. But when you turn away, they are terrified. When you end their life, they die and rot. You created all of them by your Spirit, and you give new life to the earth. Our Lord, we pray that your glory will last forever, and that you will be pleased with what you have done. You look at the earth, and it trembles. You touch the mountains, and smoke goes up. As long as I live, I will sing and praise you, the Lord God. I hope my thoughts will please you, because you are the one who makes me glad. Destroy all wicked sinners from the earth once and for all. With all my heart I praise you, Lord. I praise you.
As I'm recording this, it's Tuesday morning. My wife, the lovely Lady Leanne, is off work today, and she found an article in a magazine about some of the most beautiful scenic drives here in Southern California. I have to say that with all the problems California has right now, this is still a beautiful place to live. So as soon as I have this show posted for you to hear tomorrow, we're going for a drive. I'm not sure which drive we'll take. One of the drives takes us to a place high above Malibu that overlooks some beautiful beaches in the Pacific Ocean and Catalina Island. Another has a 360-degree view of the Los Angeles Basin and San Fernando Valley, and still another has a view of Hollywood and beyond. I don't know which drive we'll take, but I'm leaning toward the ocean views. Psalm 104 today really put me in the mood to see some of the beauty that God created. When I was a young man, I did quite a lot of hiking and backpacking, and one of the greatest trips I took was in the High Sierra. Some friends of mine and I hiked from the area around Mammoth Mountain, where a few years later I became a professional ski patrolman, to Yosemite Valley, truly one of the most beautiful places on earth. As the crow flies, the distance is about 35 miles. Our hike was about 70 miles, and 10 days, including days where we spent exploring the area around camp, fishing, and stuff like that. And so we didn't hike on those days. But the total trip was just amazing. Why am I telling you all this? Because I really love seeing God's creation. And I get how some people can look at it and worship the creation instead of the Creator. It's beautiful and it's wonderful. And you look at it and you go, that's amazing. I get it. But I feel sorry for people who leave God out of the equation, who worship the creation instead of the Creator. To see the beauty of a sunrise over a mountain meadow, or hear the trickling of a stream that's teeming with brook trout, or the thundering of crashing waves on the shore, and fail to acknowledge the awesome Creator of these wonders and all there is, well, it's tragic in my eyes. I've often wondered how people can fail to realize that all of these things come from God, but then I remember that it's Jesus who is the author and finisher of our faith. And Jesus said that no one can come to him unless the Father draws them to him. So, beloved, people can't know that the beauty we see was created by God unless he reveals himself to them. And that fact compels me to do at least two things. Number one, I must praise God for calling me to himself. It's not because I'm so smart that I love him. It's because he revealed himself to me and gave me the faith to believe. It's not something that comes from me. And then number two, I must tell others about him. Romans 10:17 gives us another fact about faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's our job to plant the seeds of faith by telling others the good news, and then it's God who takes it from there. But we are in the equation. Faith comes by hearing. Somebody's got to tell them. God gave us a beautiful world that illustrates his creative and mighty and orderly nature. Praise the Creator for that, not the creation. Your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow is Proverbs 20 through 21. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Praise the Lord.